AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The city of Chicago and the state of Illinois are suing to stop President Trump's National Guard deployment plan in Chicago. It comes hours after a federal judge blocked troops from being sent to Portland, Oregon. Brandon Johnson is the mayor of Chicago.
We should not criminalize the fundamental right to peacefully assemble. And when the federal government works outside of its constitutional authority, I do believe that law enforcement has a moral responsibility and obligation to hold those individuals and those systems accountable.
The lawsuit claims the president's deployment plan is unlawful and dangerous. Congress remains at an impasse on the sixth day of a government shutdown. The AP's Sagar Magani is at the White House.
Last Monday, top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries and Senate counterpart Chuck Schumer were here at the White House to discuss avoiding a shutdown.
Since that point in time, Republicans, including Donald Trump, have gone radio silent.
Jeffries on NBC's Meet the Press yesterday. Today, he's challenging Speaker Mike Johnson to a debate on the House floor.
We don't need to waste time on that nonsense. Those debates have been had.
Johnson says Democrats are desperate to negotiate, but
I don't have anything to give.
Saying the short-term spending bill the House passed has zero Republican priorities and is simply a stopgap measure to reopen the government. Both parties are betting public sentiment is on their side and warning Americans are feeling the pain. President Trump has warned federal workers will be fired and asked last night when.
Taking place right now, and it's all because of the Democrats.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Israeli and Hamas officials have launched indirect talks in Egypt on a potential ceasefire in Gaza. Ukraine has launched long-range drone and missile attacks on key Russian targets. This is AP News. Two Americans are among the newest Nobel winners.
The Nobel Prize in Medicine goes to Mary Brunko, Fred Ramsdell, and Dr. Shimon Sakaguchi for peripheral immune tolerance discoveries. They were announced in Sweden because of the time difference. Brunko in Seattle got the news of her win from an AP photographer who showed up at her home while she was sleeping.
My phone rang and I saw a number from Sweden and thought, well, that's just, you know, that's spam of some sort. So I disabled the phone and went back to sleep.
When the AP told her, she couldn't believe it.
That is amazing. It was a very cool work, and the work definitely deserves it.
The Nobel Committee says their discoveries have been decisive for our understanding of how the immune system functions and why we do not all develop serious autoimmune discoveries. The Nobels will be handed out all week. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.